Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bob Nation,
let's go. Big one today.
Big one today. The young guys are coming in to share the truth. Welcome into the Toyota Lounge, driven by your Front Range Toyota stores. Toyota, the official vehicle of DMVR. It's DMVR Buffs prime time. We are presented by Illegal Pete's. And yes, we do have Cash Cleveland, Brandon Davis Swain joining the show. Two freshmen. Whenever you're ready, Alyssa.
Let's bring them in.
There they are.
There they are. What's up, boys?
What's going on? How you doing?
We are doing great. I got to start here because we have both of you on the show. Why did you guys want to do this interview together?
Brandon, you could go first.
Cash is like my dog. Ever since we've been friends. Every time that we get together, we see him, so I think it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I like going on here with Brandon. You know, my first day coming in, I got to meet him, and we just got real close and grew a tight bond, and we like brothers for real, so we always keep each other in check and make sure we're doing what we need to do to be successful on and off the field. So, yeah, I do everything with him, so I like doing this with him too.
Let's go. I love it. You guys, so you're in different places. Where are you guys at right now?
I'm in Texas, back home.
Michigan.
Back home in Michigan, too. They're already headed out. All right, guys. A lot to get to today, but, I mean, let's start with this. You've been on campus, or you've been at Buff, what, five months? Just share your experience. We'll have Cash go first, and then Brandon will get to you. What's your first 5 months as a Buff been like?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been a great experience. You know, people are good. Players are really good. I made a lot of friends, good relationships built with everyone on campus. I'm loving it. I love the coaching staff. I love trainers, everybody. You know, we're all real tight family, and everything's been going good so far. So I'm loving it.
Yeah. Like, coaching staff, strength and conditioning, really great job. Coming together, really a lot of people, great guys, great family. Most importantly, the athletic trainer staff, those keep us healthy.
Love it. Glad you guys are Buffs. Glad to have you guys. I'm curious what this experience has been like, just as you guys have kind of got to look, see up close and personal, as there's, you know, I don't know, drama and haters and all this different stuff going on outside. Like, what is that like for you guys in the locker room, especially as, you know, new guys maybe seeing this for the first time?
Shoot, I think we got great coaches around us and Coach Prime to make sure that we all stay focused and block out all the outside noise that's not anything positive for what we got going. And I think everybody in the locker room that's still here does a great job of making sure all the outside noise doesn't affect what we have going in the locker room and what we're trying to accomplish as a team.
Yeah, hashtag. People say on the internet that that's what I'm
saying. Okay.
Hey, Brandon, would you mind dropping out and calling back in? We're having a hard time hearing you a little bit. Thank you, man. While we wait on him, Cash, you have developed a relationship with Coach Prime personally pretty quickly. How did that kind of come about, and how has that been for you?
Yeah, you know, first day coming in, we had a team meeting, just like bringing everybody back together and all the new guys in, and he asked somebody to pray, and I just knew it was my time, so I jumped up and went ahead and did that, and ever since then, you know, me and him have grown a really tight relationship, and he's given me the words of wisdom to get where I need to be, and he's helped me with my growing relationship with the Lord, and, you know, he's a great role model when it comes to stuff like that, because he is the first guy that will be the one to talk about God and not be afraid to share his relationship with him. So when I did that, I just knew that once I did that, he would know that I have the same relationship with God just like he does. And, you know, that's where we really connect. And he's just given me every resource that I need to be successful there. And I'm really thankful for that. And I know that God has a plan for me. And it was all part of his plan coming here and growing that relationship with him.
That's awesome, man. Brandon, can you hear us, bro?
We still can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. We'll see if we can do something on our end.
Cash, real quick, though, man. You come from IMG. We saw, yep, you know, Jordan make the commitment. We've kind of seen right. this pipeline start to develop. Right. What is the thought about CU and Coach Prime out there at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida?
It's awesome, you know. Everybody, since Sheet was the first one to commit, you know, and then I followed him, and now Alex Graham, you know, corner, he coming too. So I feel like the pipeline going, hopefully it stays the same, because, you know, them IMG boys different. So if we can get a lot of them, we're going to be really good.
I love that, man.
Tell us about Sheet a little bit. Obviously, you guys were on the line together down there at IMG, man. What's he been like?
Yeah, that's my day one dog. It's been awesome, you know, especially having him, like, coming here just felt like another home for real. Like, having him at the college I'm going to and knowing him and the relationship me and him have together. So getting there and just going, being able to go hang out with him and knowing that he's there with me, it feels like a second home.
That's awesome, man. Brandon, can you hear us now, bro?
Yeah, I hear me.
Yeah, we got you.
We got you now.
All right, Brandon. We knew you were a terror out there in Michigan, man. Set the all-time like sack record for recruits and all that out there. But you stayed committed to this program for a while. We saw a lot of freshmen drop off. What was it about Colorado that you were so convicted and wanted to be a Buff?
For me, it was it's really like the big coaching staff. Like, the whole coaching staff really drew me in, having great coaches at every position in a coaching staff group, and the campus along is a beautiful campus, and I have my major, of course. School is very important for me and my family, so those are some of the reasons.
Love that, man.
I'm curious for both of you, and we can start with Brandon. You guys both got into school early, and obviously everyone's situation is different, but for the first time now we're seeing guys early enroll and then hit the portal before they, you know, even make it to fall camp. I'm just curious what your reactions to seeing stories like that come across the country, as you guys, I feel like you're, you know, just getting settled down in Boulder.
I mean, people decide to leave, you know, can't stop anybody from wanting to leave to go to a different school. But it is crazy for coming here and then not even trying to make it to fall camp. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I mean, I like the only enroll part, you know, get ahead of everyone else that's coming in and get to build a relationship with the coaches and get everything you need to for the upcoming season to be successful. But if you decide to leave, I guess that's what you want to do, then go ahead.
Just for spring football for both of you guys, how did that spring season go for you guys? I know it was only 15 practices. You got a full fall camp coming up in a few months, but what was your first taste of college football like?
For me, it was great. I had a good time, but I did okay. Not the best I can do, but it was great going out there, you know, practicing, going against competition every single day, just working, coming out to work every day. It was a great opportunity.
For you, Cash?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, Coach Phil really has a good philosophy on O-line, and he knows technique like no other. So getting in there and getting to work with him, I've really stepped up my game a lot. And I recently had a surgery on my thumb, my right thumb, so I really couldn't play center. So I was at guard, and I just had to make that switch and adjust. And having Coach Phil there with me was – it made it really easy with him being able to help me just get that adjustment in and helping my technique and just critiquing my game to where I could just become a better football player overall.
I love that. And then, Brandon, for you, I mean, you played the chat is asking, you're playing on the edge, but you also played tight end at high school. Are you going to see some of that two-way ability here at Colorado too?
I would love to play both sides. That's the thing. If they want I'm playing both sides in college.
I love it.
There you go.
You guys said that you do everything together. So what have you been doing, you know, outside of football since you got to Boulder?
Jets pizza.
I've introduced Cash to Jets pizza like first time he ever had. And after that, we always get Jets now. Some of the things probably like we go bowling or something. Played a game.
We went to Top Golf.
Jets is that's Detroit style, right?
Yeah.
There's a really good Detroit style down here in Denver. If no one's put you onto it yet, I'll have Jake text it to you.
We gotta go.
Yep.
All right. Let's hit a break and then we'll continue with these young guys here in just a minute. You want to share with the people about your wonderful Toyota?
Love my Toyota. Got to hit up your Front Range Toyota stores. AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial. Corwin Toyota in Boulder. Groove Toyota in Littleton. Mountain States Toyota in Denver. Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora. And Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota, proud partner of CU Athletics and the official vehicle of DNVR. As I've told you guys before, man, I love my Toyota. It is a fantastic vehicle. Never have any issues with it. I think it even came with like a kind of like a roadside service thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never needed to use that.
Yep.
And I would touch wood normally, but I don't even think I have to. I'm not superstitious about my Toyota. That's just a great car. So check it out. Check out the features. The people at all of these Front Range Toyota dealerships are amazing. They took great care of me. They actually knew all about DNVR when we showed up. Gave us a shout out. Can't thank them enough for all of the hospitality that they showed us and the support that they've given us here at DNVR.
And then also shout out to our great friends over at Bet365. How about that Avs comeback last night, man?
Woo.
My goodness.
And so, I hit the live money line when they were down.
How much?
Well, they were down 2-0 and on the penalty kill. So yeah. I was like, I'll get a little extra juice. And they ended up giving up a third goal there. But I got it at like plus 390.
That's not bad, though.
Nope.
I saw some outrageous numbers out there.
Yeah, plus 750, plus 900. Yes. I probably would have doubled down again when they went down 3-0, but mm-hmm. I didn't have any more money in my account.
Well, the best part about Bet365, even if you bet the Stars money line, I think it would have cashed because they were up by 3, right?
Yes. Dang, you could have doubled up.
The early money line payout, I'm telling you, bro.
Have you done it where like you're on one side? So let's say you were on the Stars last night. That uh-huh. cashes. Then you just double it down, roll it over onto the other side?
Not yet, but I got to get on that. They've got a bet and get offer. Place a bet of $5 or more, and you can get $150 in bonus bets. You must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's bring the young guys back in. Cash Cleveland, Brandon Davis, Swain. All right, guys.
I was at that game last night. That game was crazy.
No really?
Yeah, I was there.
I don't even want to ask which side you're on.
A little bit of both, you know.
This politician, I like it.
Well, Brandon's from Michigan, too. He might be a Red Wings fan.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. As long as they put on the black and gold, they're good with me.
There you go. You guys are tight with each other, obviously, but who are some other players – maybe older guys, other freshmen, just who are some of the other guys you hang around with at the facility?
For me, it's really Arnold. Quincy Wiggins, Mike from the D-line. Some people from the offense, probably Amari, O, Cole Collum, Jordan, Jason, Jordan Seaton, some of those guys.
What about you, Cash?
For me, you know, I hang out with C, obviously Brandon, Terrell Timmons from NC State. Me and him have really grew a really tight relationship. I'm close with him. Omarion Miller, me and him are real tight. Justin, Khalil, all the O-line, obviously, we're real tight. We've really grown a bond. Ya'Kari Walker, Hank, all them boys. O-line is real tight. That's probably who I hang out with the most besides Brandon and Terrell.
Cash, who's the funniest dude on the O-line?
Funniest?
Yep.
I'll probably give it to Justin.
What about on the D-line?
It probably got to be Arden.
Let's go. Arden's our guy. Yeah.
Great dude.
Also, we got to ask you about the food. Chef Solomon, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the reasons why you guys came. What's been the best thing that you have eaten so far at the Champion Center from Coach Solomon?
For me, the best thing that I eat, probably the steaks he makes. The steaks for sure is my favorite. That's just me. I'm a big steak guy.
I like the fried chicken. The fried chicken go crazy.
Let's go. Let's go, Cash.
Or they have Chipotle bowls sometimes, ground beef, chicken, steak, and those are good too.
All right. You already mentioned Coach Lodeholt for you, Cash. I want to hear about Coach Dancy from your side, Brandon, or Coach Livingston, whoever, just your coaches. What have you learned from them so far in your early days at Colorado?
Dancing is real, technician, footwork and hands. I feel like my footwork got better in my hand placement with him and Coach Josh coming and working with me. They're big on technique, technique and talent will get you to the ball, you'll make plays. Stuff like those guys really helped me in that category, getting my hands and my feet together, striking people.
What about Coach Sapp?
Coach Sapp did it he taught me how to just to rip more instead of swim a lot, because he was a big rip guy, and ripping is just better. And ripping is kind of better getting to the quarterback when you're pass rushing. And Coach Sapp also is my pass lower, stay down, come violent off the ball with my hands if it's a run.
That's awesome. For both of you guys, we can start with Cash. What's your goal for your freshman year? What are you personally trying to accomplish and achieve?
My goal for freshman year is to make the travel squad and get as many snaps as I possibly can.
For me to get on the field, dominate, get as many sacks as I can, like Cash said, make the travel team, just really go out there and just help my team win a national championship.
Let's go. Yeah. Question for the both of you. We can start with Brandon this time. Coach Prime has shouted out the players coming out of Michigan, the Michigan recruits. Cash, you obviously have the IMG connections. What would you guys tell recruits from your home state about Colorado to try and get them to come to Colorado?
They would just have to come see the school, gotta take a visit. For me, it's really where I came here is because the coaches, they gotta come meet the coaches, see the athletic team, meet the athletic team, the locker room, look at everything that you're wanting in the school, because I believe they got everything that you can want in the school, the great coaching staff. They got everything you need. You got food every week except the weekends. So I believe they just got to come see the school and talk to the coaches.
Yeah, I agree with what Brandon said. I mean, you're not going to get an experience anywhere else. I mean, as much guys, coaches in the league that we've had, if you're on the defensive side of the ball and you're in the secondary, you've got literally the best corner to ever play the game of football. If you're on the D-line, you got the best D lineman to ever play the game. If you're on the offensive side of the ball, you're on O-line, you got Coach Phil. He's been there, done that. He knows everything that you need to be successful and put you in the NFL. Coach Pat's been around the game forever, coached in the NFL, offensive coordinator. You know, we've got all the resources you need. So for me, it's why not Colorado? Why anywhere else? You got everything you need at Colorado. So that's why I really like it. I mean, you listen to those guys talk. I mean, they know, they've been there. So, I mean, if you just take that in and really use it, you're going to be successful.
Love that, man.
For both of you, you've been around, I'm sure, some great players in your careers. But just getting to see, you know, two guys who are probably going to be top five picks in next year's NFL draft and Travis and Shador, what has that been like to just see those guys and kind of what they bring to the table up close and personal?
Yeah, it's impressive. Travis gets open every play. I mean, he never has a bad day. He's either locking someone up at corner or getting open on every pass. And Shador's never off on a throw. He knows how to move perfect in the pocket, avoid pressure. He knows where pressure's coming from. I mean, those guys are real special. When they get to the league, it's gonna be a big explosion for the whole league. They're gonna go crazy when they get there. Travis is, I mean, he's so explosive, fast, quick, has the hands. I mean, honestly, I don't know if he's going to be a receiver or DB at the next level because he can do both. And Shador, I mean, his throws are precise. He makes the right read every time. And we're going to be real good on that connection. Hopefully that connection can stay together in the NFL if it possibly could.
Like Cass said with Travis, man, he has, like, the most stamina that I've ever seen because he'll go from defense to go play right, he'll play receiver right away. Explosive, can catch, jump, does everything you want in an athlete, two-way athlete. And our quarterback, Shador, that boy, he can read the defense, know where the blitz coming from, change the play to pick the blitz up. So that he's a real smart quarterback, throws on a dime, perfect with all the receivers, like knows when to throw the ball, knows when they break. So those two boys, they're going to be special when they go to the NFL.
I know both of you guys have been kind of working through some stuff, you know, during the spring, trying to get ready for this next season. What is it this summer that you really want to work on to refine about your game or just, you know, weightlifting, whatever it is, before you go back to Colorado?
For me, probably I'm trying to get stronger and my first two steps off the ball, like just getting faster off the ball and just getting more physical with my hands. And I feel like once I hit the weight room, that physical will go come because I'm going to be stronger and older guys. So once I get those down, I feel like I'll be fine. Those are my two.
Yeah, like Brandon said, I just want to get stronger, faster, get back my hand back healthy and get out there and do what I do. I've really learned the playbook real well. It's a real simple playbook. So I've gotten in that playbook and know it like the back of my hand. Now I just want to get stronger and faster and put on about 10 to 15 pounds of muscle and just go out there in the fall and do what I do and show what I'm really about.
Kind of keeping with that for both of y'all again, I mean, when you're in these meetings with all these NFL coaches, all these players like Shador, Travis, what's the adjustment been like for you coming from high school to trying to learn these schemes and these playbooks like that right away?
For me, I feel like the playbook is similar to what we do, like our calls, like similar from high school. Not everything, but I feel like when I look at something, I go through the synonyms in my head and write it out. Me writing it out, writing the playbook helps me remember it. So I feel like the playbook is really easy for me now because I know it because I've been studying it since I've been there.
Yeah, coming from IMG really helped because IMG's playbook is actually pretty complex because they want to prepare you for college. But I think Coach Pat has really done a great job of simplifying the playbook down, and it's real simple, and just knowing what to do on each play and the calls and all that hasn't been hard at all. It was an easy adjustment, but really coming from IMG has prepared me for that.
For both of you guys, both of us are big NCAA football guys. We cannot wait for the video game to come out. Are you gonna be grinding on there once it comes out?
For sure, both of us will. Yeah, that'll be fun.
You guys gonna be just riding with CU in that, or do you have any other teams that you're gonna be looking forward to playing with?
I'm playing with Colorado because Shador and Travis gonna be OP. I'm using them.
Colorado,
let's go. Let's go. I love it. Again, for both of y'all, I mean, you know, you come to Colorado, the goal is to go to the NFL, right? So I'm curious 100%. For, you know, Brandon, Which defenders do you watch? Do you like to try and model your game after? Same for you, Cash, offensive lineman. Just any players that you got that you guys try and take and bring into your game.
For me, I looked at Micah Parsons, Matt Judon. I looked at Warren Sapp's. Just like, you know, them are the three that I look at specifically for Micah Parsons and Matt Judon.
For me, I've always tried to model my game after Jason Kelce, because that's always been someone that I've looked up to and watched. I mean, his footwork is perfection. He knows how to get to the point, make the block. So, yeah, I've really watched him, Quentin Nelson, a lot when he was in his prime. And he was really good. I used to watch Quentin Nelson a lot, Jason Kelce a lot, and Pouncey. I've been watching Pouncey, the guard. He's really good. Got great feet and good hands. And, yeah, so, I mean, I've been trying to watch them and just learn from what they do and try to put that in my game.
Go ahead.
I
just wanted to say, man, it's been a real pleasure to have you guys on, man. I don't know if you guys can see the chat, but you have a ton of fans.
Oh yeah,
a ton of people supporting you. I know that there's a lot of like hate towards Colorado out there, but I hope you guys can feel all the love that you have and all the support that you have from this fan base. And just know if you guys ever need anything, hit us up. Like I said, I'll send you that Detroit pizza recommendation.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Same to you guys, man. It's easy to see why, you know, Coach Prime brought you two on. You know, we don't take a lot of freshmen, but it's easy to see why you guys made the cut and how you're going to be able to contribute to this program this year and down the line. So excited you guys are Buffs. If y'all want to come down here, just let us know when you're back in Colorado also.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that and appreciate all y'all fans. You know, we love y'all. Keep supporting us. We're going to do what we do this season and give it everything we got.
Thanks all for having me, Cash, and love all the fans. All I gotta say is, bro, keep supporting, just keep on the ride, because we already here now.
Thanks.
Love it.
I love it. All right, we'll see you guys when you get into town.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
There we go.
There they are, man. Every single time we have these guys on, it's just like, yeah.
With
character, right?
Yep.
I think that's one of the coolest parts of doing these interviews with these guys is like, we get to see little pieces of each guy's personality and the different behind the scenes videos. We obviously get to see a little bit of them on the field and that stuff. And then during the season, we get to see them on the field. But that last piece with character that Coach Prime is so big on, I feel like every time we have someone on our show or someone's on our show, that side of it can really shine through.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said at the end there, like they don't take a lot of freshmen in.
Yep.
And it's because they want, you know, not only guys with character, but they want these guys who are ready to accept the challenge, kind of like what Nakai said when we talked to him last week. But they have the mindset that it's almost ready to come in as a freshman. Like they try to shorten that adjustment period really for these freshmen. And it's easy when you have guys like this. So, yeah, super excited to see them.
100%. And just, you know, kind of the I like their perspective on, you know, where they are in their careers and what they're trying to accomplish. You know, obviously they want to get on the field. But just saying, you know, that they want to get on the travel squad. Like that's a great first step of like, OK, now you're, you know, you get to travel with the team. You get to go stand on the sidelines in all these different cool stadiums around the Big 12. But I think that sometimes that's lost. And both of those guys played really well in high school, you know, like they were stars of their team.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be hard to come into a new situation and not just think like, oh, I should be with the star right away.
Right.
But I love their perspective on it. I love their relationship. I think it's a great kind of like just microcosm of what's going on at Colorado. And just the fact that those guys from different parts of the country, different backgrounds, come together at Colorado, instantly become best friends. You know, Cash said they do everything together.
Yep.
It's just a really cool thing and honestly just a beautiful thing about football in general.
Yeah, and it's why all these other, you know, naysayers and all the haters and stuff are so wrong about this team. Like, these two freshmen come in. They've been here for 4 months. They're best of friends with each other. You know, they were all talking about all the vets that they've kind of grown to like into, like Terrell Timmons, like, who would have thought that? You know
Random.
What I mean?
Yep.
But these guys are coming in. They're fitting in with the team, with the culture. They both mentioned how they've been able to pick up the playbook and stuff. So smart, tough, fast, disciplined with character, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Can't thank those guys enough for coming on. Both of them did a great job.
Yeah.
Cash was spitting talking about why you should come to Colorado. Same with Brandon.
Yes, he was.
I'm excited to have those guys down here in studio when they're back in town.
Definitely. And both coming from, areas, like I asked them both, like, these are like pipeline areas for Colorado.
Yes.
Coach Prime's mentioned Michigan a few times, and then obviously we know what's going on with IMG. All right. Shout out to our friends at Chinook Cedary. The absolute goats. Before I even started working here, like having a sunflower seed as a sponsor was like a dream of mine. So the fact that these guys are on board with us, it's super cool.
Hell yeah.
And they just have the best seeds around. They got
You're kind of a
flavors.
Seed addict.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. I just need them, man. Yeah. I need something to keep me busy. they're my go-to snack during football games, whether I'm at Folsom Field or watching on the couch. I've always got a pack with me. Chinook Cedary has a ton of different flavors, though. Original, lemon pepper, jalapeno ranch, parmesan pepper, which is my favorite. Cinnamon toast, dill pickle, hatch chili, smokehouse barbecue. You're a big smokehouse barbecue guy.
It's just like, it's kind of like the loudest flavor. Sometimes you want, you know, like a nice quiet flavor. Sometimes you want something that really pops. I think the smokehouse barbecue pops.
So there you go. It's the summer. If you're heading out to the ballpark, local games or big league games, make sure you have some Chinook seeds on you. You can head on over to ChinookCedary.com and use that code BUFFS, B-U-F-F-S.
I'm just laughing because we have this new timer and Marissa's just messing it up.
Yes, yes. For 20% off your order, best seeds ever. Shout out Chinook Cedary.
All right. Also, shout out to Circle K. You guys know what the deal is with Circle K. We absolutely love Circle K here. We're praying that a Circle K opens up right across the street.
We need you.
We need you, Circle K. We need the convenience of a Circle K. What's your go-to Circle K snack?
Oh, man, quite a few. I'm obviously an energy drink guy. I like iced teas a lot, too, but sunflower seeds.
Okay, yeah.
And then, I don't know, chips, hot chips, spicy chips. That's my go-to.
Okay, like Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Preferably the extra Flamin' Hots, but yes.
They have extra Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Wow, I need to try that.
They are they're the goat.
You ever dipped those in cream cheese?
Ew, no.
Why is that ew?
No.
Yeah. Thank you. No, the rest of the room has my back.
I don't need that, man.
What about cream cheese on pizza?
What?
Again, the rest of the room has my back.
That is crazy. No. What?
All right, we're gonna turn.
I've
you
had
on
like dollops of like ricotta cheese on pizza.
Same thing, but just with cream cheese. It's fire.
Chat, help me out. This is just
crazy.
I
know the chat's not gonna be on my side because they haven't tried it yet. Anyways, you can get those extra Flamin' Hot Cheetos and all of your snacks over at Circle K. Make sure you hit up our friends over at Circle K and sign up with the QR code on screen to join the inner circle. You can save money on gas. Who doesn't want to do that? Or you could also go to www.circlek.com/innercircle for more information on how to become an Inner Circle member. Hit up our friends over at Circle K. They are great to us. They'll be great to you. See, all right, let's see. That's nasty on pizza. Yeah, I'm just telling you, it's not. It's amazing.
I mean, is it like pineapple, cream cheese,
no,
sprinkles?
So what I
like
had the other night, sprinkles, bro? Come on.
I mean,
let's be realistic here.
I don't know.
It's right in the family. Other night I had jalapenos, pepperonis, and cream cheese.
That's the best.
It's okay. So good.
That doesn't sound terrible.
I'm gonna have you get it from our friends over at Sexy Pizza.
Okay. The chat.
You just can't hate. On something until you try it. Also, like the hot Cheetos with cream cheese is like, it just, you know, kind of dampens the heat a little bit.
No, I'm not. I don't need my heat dampened.
You should try it.
Can you get at it? You're done.
Cream cheese. So actually in Kansas, this is a little bit weirder because like this is just like the dollop, like you said, of ricotta.
Yeah.
Or ricotta as sure. Andre would say upstairs. In Kansas, they'll do like the crust,
yeah,
then a layer of cream cheese, then the sauce, then the cheese, then the toppings.
That's insane.
Also still kind of fire, but not, I like it the other way better.
I'm sorry, bro. I've just never heard of that until today.
Someone said your insides have to be in shambles. I honestly have like an iron stomach. It takes so much to, like, I'll just like crush Indian food. No, you know, like vindaloo, Indian hot style. Doesn't bother me. I've been having spicy foods and crazy shit like that since I was like 9. So I think I'm just used to it now.
Same. I've always embraced the heat. Partly it's because I don't want people to take my food, so I just keep getting it hotter and hotter.
That definitely works on Allie.
Yeah.
She's like, wait, can I get a bite before you just douse that in hot sauce? I'm like, fine.
Yeah. But all that stuff. They had like a Carolina Reaper Cheetos at one point. Hell yeah, those are fire.
I look, anyone can hate on it after they try it.
Okay.
I was going to say, don't knock it till you try
it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I stay true to that too. Mm. I will literally try anything once.
All right. I'll give it a shot then.
You need to. And I bet you come back and say that it hits. Actually, I guarantee it.
Wow. All right.
We'll find Unless out. You don't like cream cheese. That's like a...
No, I like cream
in
cheese.
In general. Yeah.
I think cheesecake's the best dessert.
Okay. Well, then we're on the right track.
All right. Can you leave? All right, let's get down to business here. We do have a commitment incoming. Coach Riz put out the buff signal and said 3 p.m. Mountain, so 50 minutes from now.
Okay.
We had three guys visit over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had the FAMU linebacker, Johnny Chaney Jr. visit, okay. I think today or yesterday. Who do you think it is?
Johnny Chaney Jr.
I agree.
AKA JJ Chaney. It's easier to say.
That's all you.
yeah, man. He was on the wall.
He was. There were a few guys took pictures on the wall, though.
I know. We're keeping an eye on the wall. But, man, he looks big in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Very productive at Florida A&M. The Rattlers.
Yep.
But I have a good feeling about him. So that's what I'm signing up for.
The 6 day held Ralphie getting a pump in the comments again.
Okay, like that is just reckless.
That is reckless. Yeah, yeah, like bagels and cream cheese, love it.
Of course.
All right.
Cream cheese, don't put cream cheese in a box, man.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Cream cheese in the mix when you're making mac and cheese.
Never done that.
Makes it a little more rich.
Never done that.
I'm telling you.
All right. I guess I'm sleeping on cream cheese.
You are. Everyone is.
I feel like we've hit a part of this offseason, though, where we're just kind of filling out the roster, right?
I thought you were saying we hit a part of the offseason where we can spend 10 minutes talking about cream cheese on pizza.
We have two. I mean, we could probably go the next, 18 minutes of this show?
Yeah, just on
food takes.
Yeah. No, but you're right. It is. It's about filling out the roster. It's about... Take a couple flyers on guys that have some measurables that you like. Try and get some depth pieces. You know, it's the end of the road here. Like we said, I think there's just a few scholarships left before they had 44 guys go out. They brought 37 in, so it's, you know, it's the nitty gritty here. And Coach Prime likes to have a couple in his pocket, so I don't think they're going to go all the way up to 85.
And Johnny Chaney's got that relationship with Coach Riz from Florida A&M, so. It would all make sense. Need a linebacker, too. All right, I want to talk about this. This was an article on 247 Sports. College football transfer portal. Power conference teams with most departures during the 23-24 cycle ranked.
Okay.
Number one is Colorado. Not a surprise, right?
Yes.
41.
Yes, it is not a surprise. By the way, anyone who's hating on the cream cheese and the mac and cheese... Khalil Benson's mom was talking about it the other night.
Okay.
And she has a great reputation for her cooking. Mm-hmm. So just saying, I might be on the right side of this one.
All righty. I'll trust her.
Okay. Well, if you trust her, you trust me.
Well, she didn't say it about pizza.
No, she didn't. But I bet she wouldn't knock it till she tried it.
All right. Can you guess who the second team is who's had the most departures this offseason via the transfer portal?
Is it Alabama?
Well, technically, yes. They're tied with three other teams.
Okay.
So Alabama's one of them. It's going to be two other schools with new coaches.
Washington?
No.
Not Michigan.
Not Michigan, but...
Arizona?
Michigan State.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The last one is Indiana. Kurt Cignetti coming in.
Ah, okay.
39. They are two players off of Colorado. My question is, why does no one else talk about these transfer portal turnovers? Also, Houston's at 33. They've got a new coach. Cincinnati at 32. Georgia Tech, 32. Arkansas, 31. A&M, 31. Louisville, 30. And then Arizona, as you mentioned, 29. ASU, 29 also. Why does no one else talk about them? Why is it always Colorado?
You know the answer to that.
I do know the answer to that. But
it's same reason why Shedeur Sanders dropping Perfect Timing became national news yesterday. Everyone knows. All you have to do is say Colorado, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, Shedeur Sanders. All you have to do is put that in a tweet, and you're driving engagement. And, you know, like... It is what it is, but that's exactly why. No one cares about Indiana.
No, but Cignetti comes in kind of saying the same shit that Coach Prime was saying last year.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if On3 posted Indiana has had 33 players leave, it would get like 4 likes and a retweet.
Right.
Where if they do it with Colorado, it's going to get 1,000 retweets, 5,000 likes, 650 comments. It is what it is. And honestly, it's a good thing. In the end, the fact that everyone in the country knows that anything involving Colorado is a buzzword and will get people talking is a good thing. It keeps all eyes on us. And it is much better than being in a place like Indiana or one of these other schools where no one cares about anything that you're doing. And so, you know, it comes with the territory.
That's all fair, but I'd also add this is the new age of college football, too. If you're not using the transfer portal, I don't think you're exhausting all the options possible to improve your roster.
Absolutely not, and it's only going to become more and more normalized to rebuild your roster through the transfer portal, to have large turnover each year, especially in the beginning of a turnaround. There is going to be a point where you're not seeing 40 people leave in the transfer portal for Colorado during a mm-hmm. portal period because the roster is going to be distilled. But last year, remember, they had to start from zero and fill in a whole roster.
Yep.
And so what was going to happen is you're going to have some guys that you miss on. You're going to have some guys that end up in a place on the depth chart that they didn't expect to be in. There's going to be some guys who aren't an academic fit for the school, et cetera, and so on and so on and so forth. So we're at the very kind of beginning of this process, mm-hmm. and it's going down, but you're going to see this across the country. Bad season, heavy transfer portal. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. This is kind of how you save your job if you're a coach.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. I mean, it's the quickest way to flip a roster. And if you go on this list too, some of the people, I don't want to say who have used it the least amount, but Nebraska. There's a lot of pump about this team. Oh, they're going to be so much better. They've lost 8 guys to the portal. The team is mostly the same, barring some transfers and a bunch of young freshmen,
yep.
including the quarterback, mm-hmm. who have yet to actually play college football.
Totally.
But Colorado utilizes the transfer portal. They get top 300 recruits. With 4 and 3 years of eligibility remaining, they get proven Division I contributors in the trenches, at the skill position, all over the place. It's just going to be funny when you look back on this, you know, 2 years from now, because like you said, there's going to be an offseason that Colorado has under Coach Prime where 20, 25 kids leave, and that's
maybe
it,
even
right?
less eventually.
Sure, but a lot of these teams are going to be going through the process still,
yes,
shedding 40, 45 guys. And, of course, we're not going to hear about it as much as Colorado.
And I fully believe, and I know when we had Josh Newberg on, he disagreed with me, but I fully believe that the transfer portal is going to overtake high school recruiting. It everywhere except for the blue blood programs that knows that they're going to be able to fill out a whole recruiting class of 4- and 5-star players. But did you see the graphic about Georgia? Was it their 22 or 23 recruiting class?
Yeah, no, let me find this. I retweeted it. I believe it was their 23 signing class.
So their 23 signing class, that's 2 ago.
Yep.
And I believe it was 80% of those players have now transferred out. The amount of time it takes to get those guys, and then you work so hard to develop them, and you're telling me that by the time they're developed, they're just going to leave for somewhere else because they're second on the depth chart and they're a former 5-star recruit who everyone in the country would love to have except for Georgia. And, you know, Georgia would love to have them too, but they don't have them a room for them to start. It's eventually we're going to get to the place where the transfer portal is recruiting.
Yes. So this was actually the 2022 cycle. So this was the team that was insanely dominant. One of the best defenses of all time, went undefeated, won the Natty, Stetson Bennett, all that stuff. They bring in all these guys, 48% of the class transferred out.
Okay, so I was overestimated. But
still, like,
yes.
I mean, a lot of these names, I look at them and I don't remember seeing them play on the field for Georgia. The guys that are still here even.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it.
So
And not to get into a whole thing about recruiting services, but you can't cover the transfer portal year-round. You can cover high school recruiting year-round. And that's why I think there's a little bit of a pushback to the idea that this is going to eventually take over. It's better for coaches that way, too, because you can recruit high school players year-round.
Yeah.
You kind of can illegally, and everyone's doing it. But the transfer portal is much more concentrated. You can get most of your work done in a small period of time. You're laying groundwork before guys enter the portal. Then portal period comes around, and you got 30 days to get in and get out.
And then I think people are just upset, too, because, you know, we talk to guys like Chidoze, Justin, Khalil, all of them who are like, I knew I was coming to Colorado, basically. Like, yeah. I couldn't wait to enter the portal because I knew once I got to Colorado, went on that visit, I was probably going to commit. And there's probably not many other schools that have even close to that amount of pool. Like,
where
the season ends and you already know that guys are just lining up to go check it out so they can commit.
And remember when everyone lost their damn minds over Coach Prime saying the way to fix the offensive line is to get better offensive linemen?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? People like Justin Mayers and Jordan Seaton and Khalil Benson heard that. And this might be unserious, but guess what they did? They hit up Shador and said, let me come be the guy to protect you next year. I got your back, man. I'm balling out where I'm at right now. But, like, there, you know, that was no accident. And it was kind of putting out the bat signal of, hey, we need help here at Colorado on the offensive line. If you're a dog on the offensive line, hit us up. And it worked.
It's going to be fascinating, man. People hate, Trailblazers, which is what Coach Prime has been his whole life.
Yep.
And he's doing that as a college football coach in terms of using the transfer portal to his advantage. And it's just going to be funny, you know, when you look back 5 years from now and see how all these other schools build their teams and how Coach Prime is really the genesis of it all.
Absolutely. And that becomes before Exodus.
It's going to get us in trouble again.
Just a fact that I know. I just happen to know that fact.
All right, we're good. Let's go to the Toyota chat. What do we got? A lot of sour cream cheese talk in the chat today.
Uh-huh. Sour cream and the mac and cheese works too.
Sour cream both. Is nasty, by the way. Cannot stand
weird,
that stuff.
Weird thing for me. After COVID, sour cream doesn't hit the same for me as it used to. I used to really like it. Now, but it still works as like something that's mixed in, but like I definitely wouldn't just like dip a chip in sour cream anymore.
No. Like, you know, when you go to Illegal Pete's, they're like sour cream and it's just this big dollop of sour cream. That just grosses me out every time. I can't do it.
Are you like one of those people that is more worried about the way the food presents than the way it tastes?
No, not at all. I just can't stand the taste of it.
Okay. All right.
What do we got?
You're like one of those kids who like won't eat their PB&J sandwich because it got smushed in their backpack.
Don't get me started on peanut butter now, too.
You don't like peanut butter?
No.
Oh, bro. Oh,
I feel like I've said this before.
I don't. The fact that me and Alyssa both had that reaction makes me think that you haven't said that.
I feel like I've told people this. I've never liked it.
All right. Fair enough.
King Mars asks, how do you eat the cream cheese with the pizza?
So basically, like, if you've ever had ricotta on pizza, they just put like a little dollop on there.
Yep.
And so that's how it works on the pizza. It's just like a little circle worth of cream cheese on the pizza. Someone asked me how does it not melt when it's being baked. I honestly don't know the answer to that question. But, you know, it comes just like the rest of the pizza with like a little, baked browning on top of it.
I mean,
so good.
The times that I've had like ricotta on pizza, it goes on after the pizza's made.
It's like, see, I think this goes on. I think it bakes with the pizza.
That's interesting.
You're right about the. I've had it both ways actually with the ricotta.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wow, peanut butter was the one. All these takes I throw out on this show, and it's peanut butter that gets me canceled.
I was gonna say, the chat's gonna hate this one, and I know you haven't done it. Alyssa, have you had peanut butter on a burger?
No, actually.
I know the Dark Horse does it.
So the Dark Horse Boulder staple has what's known as the Jiffy Burger.
Yep.
Bacon cheeseburger with peanut butter on there. I was like you. Person who's hearing this for the first time right now, I was like, nah, that's crazy. Tried it. It hits. It's not an every time thing for me, and I'll be honest, I haven't had it in a long time, but it actually tasted good. It's just so heavy, so much protein. It's the same thing for me why I don't necessarily like an egg on my burger.
Yeah.
It's just a protein bomb.
Yeah. Okay, see, Wayne's bringing it up, and I know it sounds weird. I do like peanuts. I like, sunflower seeds.
Butter.
Yes, I like butter. For some reason, it's the consistency or the stickiness of the peanut butter. Like, I just can't get behind it. I've never liked it.
Interesting. Okay. I can maybe you have, there's
I've
actual.
I've had peanut butter cookies. Love them.
There's an actual phobia that relates to the feeling of peanut butter being stuck to the roof of your mouth. Yeah. Maybe you have that, bro.
Maybe. I don't know. I've just never liked it. Egg on a burger is bomb. Hell yeah.
All right, what else you got?
What did Eric have? He wants to talk about the Brian Kelly stuff. our thoughts on it. Did you see this, the quote?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, we're not on the market of buying players. Unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought. If you like all the things that we do here in developing our players, bringing you into a championship program, playing in front of the best fan base in America, playing for championships, and having an opportunity for NIL, you should be a Tiger. But if you just want to get paid, this is not the place for you.
Cap, 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 cap. But everyone's saying this. Coach Prime said it.
Yep.
So I don't blame him for saying it. It's just not true. Basically, what coaches are trying to do is make sure that players don't let their school have the reputation of like, oh, you're going to get paid here. Uh-huh. Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Missouri.
Right.
Basically, they've put themselves into a bad box. It's going to work short term.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're getting a ton of great players, and they're going to be good. But they're putting themselves into a box where every player that comes in there is thinking, oh, man, if I go here, I'm going to get a bag. I mean, that's unsustainable.
It's already came back around on A&M.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they just lied.
Right.
And got caught. But you can't do that forever. So it's smart on any coach to say, don't come here to get rich. You know, if you come here, you know, Coach Prime says, I want you to be thinking about NFL, not NIL.
Right, right.
Which I'm sure people will steal. But it's kind of a smart move to just say like, hey, don't come here just looking for the NIL because that's not what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have schools where people are going to do that and are, you know, they hear these numbers and they talk and they're going to go in there and say, well, you gave him a million to come here. So why not me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. To Evolve asks, what was your quick food fix as a kid? Quick fix food. I don't know. I mean,
I think probably mac and cheese for me.
Pasta big time. We always had pasta. It was always super easy to make.
Also, when I first started like making my own food,
yeah,
it's like grilled cheese,
yep,
nachos.
Yeah.
Once in a while, because like you can have nachos the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I just want nachos the wrong way, just for the nostalgia, which like is just like
Napoleon Dynamite nachos.
Yeah, straight up, just put the chips on the plate, sprinkle the cheese over it. You know, maybe you have some other things you can throw on there, but like
30 seconds in the microwave.
30, yep, and then like some hot sauce on top.
Mm. We used to make cinnamon sugar toast. That was a big one.
Cinnamon sugar
toast. Oh, yeah.
One of my buddies used to make like take like a tortilla, put a little honey, cinnamon and sugar, and then roll it up,
yep,
put it in the microwave for a second. That was fire.
Luis says cereal, big time cereal fan over here. No,
I'm being accosted in the
it's
comments.
All right, so am I.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Quesadilla,
yeah, anything that's just two ingredients, cheese and carbs.
Yep. King Carlito asks, which one of the JSU dudes do you think are going to transfer next year? Which one of the JSU dudes?
Hopefully everyone has a great season and no one transfers.
Yeah. I don't know if you're talking about our JSU guys or the JSU guys on JSU right now, but Alpine Sports Garage says Pace hot salsa and Sara Lee cheesecake since I was a kid.
Wait, together?
Hopefully not together. Oh, man.
Because now you're getting crazy.
what else we got? Super chats.
What? Lunchables?
Oh, bro, I'd love them. What's your favorite Lunchable? The pepperoni pizza,
the pizza
one,
bro,
is goated.
The pizza.
Pepperoni pizza Lunchable. I could still eat them.
I think Henry still does.
Let's go, Henry. My guy. I bought some a few like weeks ago, first time in forever, but they were like on sale and I was like, hell yeah.
Did you warm them up or eat it cold?
No, eat it cold.
I go both ways with it.
Really?
Yeah. Once in a while you throw it in the what do you call that? It's not like a toaster that like you pull down. It's just like a
convection oven?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You throw it in there. Like now you just use the air fryer.
Yep.
Put it in there for like a little bit, melt it down, get the bottom a little crispy. Hits.
Chase just said cereal is gross. That's crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
Lawrence with the super chat. Brandon Davis Swain, have you founded anything with him close to Detroit style Coney Island, BDS? What have you noticed is the difference between high school and college? Cash, what made you?
Sorry, we lost. We don't have the boys anymore to ask these, but next time.
I think we did ask Brandon about difference between high school and college, and we asked Cash about IMG. And his adjustment to that. We'll have to get Brandon and Cash back in studio.
Travis said I lived on the $1 Totino's pizzas. Those are also delicious.
Mm. The like actual pizzas or the pizza rolls?
The actual pizzas.
Mm.
Did you have those?
No. Got Little Caesars all the time when I was a kid, though. And now I cannot have it ever.
They're like personal pizzas. one, like they used to be $1. I'm sure they aren't anymore. But I would literally get, in college, I would get as many as I could fit in my freezer.
That's just crazy. No, whenever that's like, when I was in high school or something, it's like my parents finally trusted me to like watch my younger brother and sister or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, I was just in my room playing video games the whole time.
Yeah, of course.
But you know, they'd go out on a date, whatever. It was always Little Caesars every weekend. Little Caesars, Little Caesars.
Wow.
I'm so sick. I could never again have Little Caesars.
I don't think I've ever actually had a Little Caesars pizza.
I mean, for $5, like a pie, it's not bad, but it's a $5 pizza. Like,
there's just never been one near where I lived, I don't think.
That's crazy. Like,
is there one around here? I haven't seen it.
Well, I definitely know there's some on the west side of Denver.
Yeah, I've never, like, the concept of the $5 hot and ready is a great concept. But I've just been in the market for it.
But if that's like a regular part of your diet, it gets old really quickly.
Pop-Tarts.
Strawberry Pop-Tart.
Heated or cold?
Cold.
Heated.
So I'm...
If I can.
The brown sugar cinnamon or the s'mores, heated.
But some are not heated then. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying those are my go-tos. I think strawberry, though, if I were to have it, I would go not heated. But I'm not a big fan of the fruity ones.
Strawberry one, I think, is the best one.
Also, the s'mores one is literally just dessert. Like, they all kind of are, but one is really just, like, chocolate.
If we're being honest, yeah. Big ZD with the super chat says, impressive young men. Definitely.
Thank you. You're talking about us, right?
Yeah, he's talking about us, the 30-year-olds on this show. Yep.
We're impressive young men. And Big ZD sounds amazing right now. No, those guys were great.
Those guys were awesome. Check them out. We've had their Twitter @ under them right there. You can check out Brandon's page, BDS91.com. We'll have that in our bio also. I'd love to get those guys in studio. Let's hope we see them on the field this year too.
Absolutely. I would love to have the four-man set with both of them on here with us. That would be fun.
It'd be a ball. This was a show. This was a fun one. Pizza Lunchables got recalled.
That's insane. The sauces was the best part.
I kind of like the pepperonis for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know why.
Yeah, I feel that.
I don't know why.
I feel like kids just love like. Never mind. Let's just end the show.
We'll be back tomorrow. Who knows what we'll talk about? Maybe some more food takes for you guys.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the comments say about this one.
Last minute super chat from Big TZ, our guy, with the super sticker. Pair character doing a Shaka sign with his hand saying "cool."
Also, Cam gave a shout out to Uncrustables. Unbelievable. You don't like peanut butter?
It's a peanut butter thing.
That's crazy. All right,
you guys are cool. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's go Buffs. Buffs.
Y'all silly like the mayor.